I could literally start immediately.
A wee mullet.
I could start immediately.
A wee mullet.
How you like that, dude?
A wee mullet.
We on, baby.
So now, what do you say to those people that found out your dad killed a bunch of cats?
What kind of question is that?
Phil, what do the Costa Ricans think about this?
Don't say that. No, we can't handle
a press conference.
Yeah. So to answer his question about cats. When I was growing up, we lived out in a rural area, and
talk to Steve and us.
We had, we had a few cats, and they all got pregnant at the same time. So we had,
what'd you do?
Like 25 kittens running around, and it was just too many. And my dad put them in a box, a cardboard box, and put them in the creek, and they went down over the dam. And about 3 hours later, about five or six of them came walking back, and he said, okay, you can stay.
Whoa.
That was it. The other ones never made it back. Oh, or they said, we're not going back, even though they survived the creek and the dam. But
just got the five dumbest kittens.
Let's go back. Maybe he'll do it again.
But then you said they were getting, the horse was stepping on them, and
well, the horse stepped on one kitten, and one time I started the lawnmower, and the kitten crawled under the lawnmower while I went to get gas because it was hot in the summer, and he thought that was the nice shade place. I didn't know he was under there, and I started the lawnmower.
Your dad getting rid of them was time. They were everywhere.
They were a lot.
There was a lot of cats.
A lot of cats.
Just 30 cats.
We had a lot of cats. We had dogs. We had Shetland pony.
Oh, nice.
I didn't know you had a Shetland pony.
Yeah.
What is a Shetland pony?
It's a little adorable tiny pony.
Huh. Yeah.
What happened there? What happened there?
We sold him.
Stepped on a cat.
Oh, yeah. Sold him for stepping on a cat.
Sold the Shetland. Things got tough. Things are tough. Dude, you got to sell a Shetland pony.
Right. Oh, we had a steer named Sambo, and we had him butchered.
Sambo's a tough name. Dude.
Sambo, he was butchered. What the hell?
You butchered it?
Yeah.
How old were you? Did you like all these animals?
Not Sambo, because he would chase. He had horns. He would chase you, and you'd have to run. And yeah, the horse or the Shetland pony was fine. Dusty was fine.
Dusty.
What do you get? What do you get for a Shetland pony?
I have no idea.
Back then, $10.
I don't know. It wasn't much.
Yeah.
What do you do with it?
Well, we had a cart and like a trotter.
Oh, okay.
And he would take rides with it on Sundays and stuff. There was no traffic on the road back then.
You would ride a Shetland pony?
In a cart, like a trotter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's fucking insane.
Ben Hur.
That's fun. It was fun.
All right, it's fun.
Yeah.
No, I didn't.
The blinkers on them or the blinders, whatever they're called, and you just go down the road and go about a mile and then come back.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's fun. I thought you were like literally using it as transportation.
No.
I was like, it's crazy.
It's like a go-kart.
Yeah, that's fun.
Yeah.
All right. I take it back. That rules. Yeah. I wish I had a Shetland pony. That'd be nice.
Yeah.
Just go out for a Sunday drive.
I'd need a team. I would need a team.
I know.
I need the Clydesdales.
Yeah. You'd have to get like the spike, like the Roman spike coming off the cart too.
That'd be a nice DUI on the back of a Shetland.
Yeah.
But Phil, what's going on, man?
Well, just starting our basketball season right now.
I think you're going to get fired.
No, I can't get fired. I'm a volunteer. All right? I can't get fired. Other people have to go before
true.
They get to
all these. Come on, man.
Huh?
You're going to fire that?
No, I
there's
mean,
too many rings.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff up there that we've
too many championships.
Hardware.
Yeah. Yep.
What's that? Five gold medals up there?
Well.
Two with Trinity, three with...
No, I got three with Cumberland Valley and one with Trinity as far as state titles. And that's, again, just coaching, helping coach kids. Believe me, it's all the kids and the head coach.
I mean, it's just coach speak. You're just a humble guy.
I am humble.
I want everyone to know behind closed doors, this guy's a menace. When the mic's off, he's going, those motherfuckers would be nothing without me.
Yeah. Right. Right. Now, it takes good kids to win for sure. They make you look smart.
Yeah. Well,
what's the hope for this year? Do you think you got a championship?
Well, we're going to.
You don't want to say that.
We're going to have to work for everything.
Yeah.
You know, got a great group of girls, but. We there was a couple kids that were going to come out that played for us and now we're going to stick with another sport. So they're not going to play basketball and that hurts us a little bit, but, the kids that we have, we're going to go with
enough.
Them,
and they're great.
Well, this is good stuff.
Why?
I'm sure we got a lot of 6A girls b-ball fans. we're the number one women's 6A basketball podcast. District 3,
this
girls
is good.
Hoops.
District 3, this is good press right. conference
you're talking about
material.
Yeah, this is Phil's press conference. My mom noticed.
Your mom noticed?
Yeah, she was like, hey, aren't you going to come say hello to all the people here? And you're like, nope, I have to go.
Of course. No, yes.
No, that's not really for me.
It's the Gillis style. You guys, nobody can leave. Every time you try and go, they go,
why don't you have one more?
Yeah, exactly. It's like, you just got to leave. And then the next day go, I'm sorry I left.
Yeah.
Your mom was on me on Instagram message because she was like, promise you'll
my
come
mom
up.
Mom DM'd you? What the fuck?
Yeah, we DM sometimes.
Oh,
yeah.
My God.
Phil, your wife's in his DMs.
How do you do that?
Well, how do I do
how do you do
you know that? How to DM. You DM me. You send
is
me.
Is that what that's called?
Yeah.
Like a
direct
tweet.
Message. Yeah.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
You
I'm
send
doing
me those Instagram reels. It's very nice.
Okay.
What kind of stuff is he sending?
It was like drinking Instagram reels, which was really funny. But then he'll clearly be drunk and send me like an inspirational one.
Nice.
Which is nice.
Keep you on track.
We don't really talk much. I just get a drunk DM from my dad that's like Michael Jordan highlights. I'm like,
that'll get you.
I toss those out this weekend.
Yeah, you were hitting me with
those. Yeah, well, you know, you gotta find inspiration during dark times.
Yeah, can you get a DUI in the cart?
Yeah. I feel like the Amish get DUIs all the time.
You can get them on a bike, you can get it walking, you can get a DUI.
Yeah.
Well, seriously.
Trust me, if he's dodged
it. All right. Well, they must not have been out.
If they haven't got him yet.
That's just drunk in public, right? You can walk drunk.
I think you can present danger to other people while you're out there besides just being
stumbling.
Drunk in public.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's you guys. You get a little bit bigger than me.
No, I've seen
I'm
you.
I'm not a danger.
You're definitely a threat. You run.
That's true.
He starts running and shit.
Uh-huh.
But I'm safer running than walking.
Where are you running?
I'm just home as fast as
more
possible.
About, more like, what is he running from? That's the real question.
Yeah.
3 a.m. when you're like, I need to get out of here and sprint. Something's going on.
When you know you got a kind of a long trip and you're full stumble bum, you speed it up.
I do understand moving quicker when you're that drunk helps. Yeah. I do know what you mean.
Yeah, yeah. You want like the shortest amount of time out in public.
Nothing worse than stumbling.
Yeah. When you can't stop a stumble.
Yeah, that's tough.
Speed it up.
Well, I'm back on the dating scene. We were talking about that. Any good dating advice?
You look at me?
Yeah.
Christ, I've been married for 46 years.
How'd you and Joe meet?
In grade school, sixth grade, she moved in from New Jersey, and I was, just started talking with her. We became good friends and actually dated her twin sister for a while.
No way.
Yeah.
How'd you make the switch?
Small town.
It sounds like an easy switch.
The old indie.
Just wanted to check things out a little bit. You have to have something to compare it to, you know? But now that didn't happen until later, like eighth or ninth grade.
Did you ever see the Seinfeld episode about the switch?
No.
It's the roommate switch. So how you're dating one roommate, you want to get to the other one.
Oh.
And so there's a whole menage a trois thing. I mean, obviously, this wouldn't work in this scenario.
Jesus Christ.
Well, no, and I'm just saying, you know.
Don't bring that up.
So you broke up with her and then later got with?
With Joan.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or I think she broke up with me. But anyhow.
What the hell?
Hey, their mom was a good cook. They had steak every Sunday, so I'd get down there and eat, and sort of became part of the family.
Just ride the Shetland. Ride the Shetland down the street.
But they had this dog, this little schnauzer, and I hated that dog. His name was Otto. And it whenever I walked in that room, it would just come up and start biting my feet. And they would like me in like sort of a staging area, like a waiting area for them to come down the steps or whatever. And I would hear that dog's toenails running towards me. And then at the end, he became blind. So as he's getting real close, I would shut the pocket door and just hear his face hitting the door. And it was just, I would just sit in there and laugh. I thought it was great because that dog tormented me for years. Yeah. And finally, at the end, I got back to him.
Yeah. There you go. You got revenge on a schnauzer.
It was good. Hell yeah. Yep.
That's good stuff.
Yeah.
So you guys started dating in sixth grade?
No. When I met your mother in sixth grade.
That's good
Were
stuff.
You in the friend zone for a while?
Oh, yeah.
How do you get out of the friend
you
zone?
You get married. That's how you get out of it.
Then you're done being friends. Yeah. Now you don't even,
yeah. Really? That's how you get out of it? No, I'm just kidding about that. To some degree.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, Gerben, is that good advice?
No. Not applicable. I wouldn't say it's bad advice.
You don't want to hurt a blind dog? That's Phil's advice? You go, what are your advice for dating? Yeah, I used to fuck with this dog. All right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's I don't envy the online dating.
It's not great. I do hope to I shouldn't say it's not great. Like I've already met I would like to meet in person. And I need to get a little more comfortable.
Where do you even do that?
That's line dancing.
Line dancing, maybe?
Right.
Yeah.
Your country club?
Yep. Well, it's just all guys.
It's just all Jewish men.
Is it all Jewish men?
It's not Jewish. It was originally Jewish.
Do you have any mother-daughter interactions or anything like that?
I've had none of those.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, it's just...
Keep your eyes open. They're out there.
It's just Jewish men.
Is there a pool?
There's a pool.
That's where you...
Yeah, you're at the pool.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. You got to take a lap around the pool after one of your... after a round of golf.
After a round of Jewish golf.
Well, you would say it's not Jewish now. They don't... It just at the time, because...
When I was there, there was a big Star of David on the wall.
Was there?
In the window. Oh, it was like a wreath.
Well...
For the pro shop.
Oh.
Which is great.
Yeah, I think... they do all the...
I only saw a Star of David.
Oh, they got a Christmas tree.
Well, they should understand that Christ is king.
But it is interesting because it started off as a Jewish only. So all the older
Jewish
guys.
Jewish only?
Yeah, oh yeah.
God damn.
Because they couldn't get into the other ones in the area.
Yeah, so they had to start their own.
They started their own.
Sure. That's very common.
Yeah. And then, so, go ahead, what do you got?
Nothing.
Go ahead, what do you got?
I got nothing.
All right. Got something. But it's just the older guys are all very Jewish.
Yeah. How can you tell?
Their voices.
What do they sound like?
Oh, God, a bogey. Oh, Lord.
This club in my hands. It hurts.
I'll take a six.
Yeah. There you go, Phil. You're fired from your job, but fuck it. It was time to retire anyway.
Getting there.
Yeah.
It's good to go out getting fired at your age.
Yeah.
Getting fired is funny. For an old man to get fired from his job for doing a Jewish impression on a podcast is fucking hilarious.
I'll take a six.
Phil, can we talk? We need you to come into the office. You're fired. Phil, what else you got for us? This is your big debut. People have been clamoring for this.
Yeah, I know they are. I don't know. Just getting ready for the holidays here.
Yeah.
Just closed the pool. Realized I screwed that up.
Right,
Phil, I had a submersible pump. And I stuck it on top of the enclosure that they put over the pool, and the guy came out yesterday to close the spa down, and he said, "Did you put that submersible pump on top of the netting there?" And I said, "Well, yeah." He said, "Well, the water goes right through. You've got to put the submersible pump underneath that on the step." I didn't know that. I thought, man, this thing's really working. I never saw any water on top there.
Phil.
Here it's just going right into the pool the whole time.
You got to get a podcast, man. This is top fucking shit.
Wait, how can you shutting the spa down? You got to keep the spa open for
the
winter.
I kept it open for an extra month, and Joan got in at one time.
Well, you're sitting next to the mayor of Westchester.
I know.
The king.
I'm honored.
You're not.
Did you wind up bringing the hats? Did you have hats?
Well, I forgot them.
Oh, you forgot the whole thing.
We were going to dress up like pilgrims and Indians for Thanksgiving. I agree. I was fully against it. But then I realized Phil wearing a pilgrim hat.
What do you do for Easter?
That's where I got bombing from.
Little buddy outfits.
That's where people ask me how I got my comedy. Phil taught me how to bomb regularly. But you can walk through a bomb.
Uh-huh.
That's like one of your, you tell a bad joke and just go.
He's hilarious.
He is.
Yeah. What was the line that he had when we were in the golf tournament with Billy? Where he was saying, Billy was like, it's because you were talking in my backswing.
Yeah, Billy's
backswing's really quick.
He's like, Billy goes, you're talking in my backswing, Phil. And Phil goes, I'd have to be a fucking auctioneer to talk to your backswing.
Oh, my God. He swings so hard. and the results are never any good.
Yeah, he's new. He's new to golf.
I know.
Yeah,
I know. When he connects, he kills it. But we're not sure where it's going, right?
Yeah. Well, he's jacked.
Of course, the first couple holes, Gerbys didn't know we were playing a scramble, so all of a sudden he'd go up and play his ball, and then we'd all drive up, and he's like looking at us like, what are you hitting from here for? This is my shot. And of course, we didn't have to hit after he hit because it was always right on the green.
Yeah, he's a very good golfer, but he took the game very seriously. A couple cart bumps at the end sent him packing.
I hate cart bumps.
I mean, O'Connor was in there with you just going, don't do it. Don't let him win. He got out of the cart. I just turned straight for him walking.
Yeah. I asked him out of the cart. I can't
stand it. Last
thing
you want to do is get out of the cart.
we were starting to find it at the end.
We were starting to find it.
It was hole 18.
Yeah.
And we were
it was crunch time, and that's when I found it. No, it was perfect. No.
Just a nightmare.
No, when the ride of the Valkyries started playing, I think it was around 16.
Valkyries playing on the Bluetooth, chasing Gerbys.
And you had who? Dan O'Leary in the car with you?
Yeah.
Good.
I might have been by myself at that point. Or O'Leary could have been in there. Yeah, regardless,
We're 6 hours into a round of golf, just trying to finish strong. You came in.
Remember when you got drunk and fell onto the tarp?
And no, it was that.
You were sober?
I was, but I wasn't drunk, right? No, what happened is the pavers weren't down far enough, and I leaned in to put the submersible pump, and the pavers lifted up, and I went right into the tarp. And I thought, oh, my God, this is a weird way to die. I'm just going to get engulfed with this whole thing, and Joan won't even know I'm missing for a couple days. But fortunately, I crawled out. Crawled out.
Oh, my God.
I had to crawl out.
But fortunately, I crawled out.
Yep.
You had to go back inside.
It was soaking wet. It was in the middle of a thunderstorm.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. But I made it.
Yeah, I got the phone call immediately. My mom called me. It was like, Phil fell in the pool. Fucking idiot. And he was like, I did not. The damn paver's off.
They lifted him right back.
He was mad.
You got to get some cameras out there in the yard just in case.
Yeah.
That's great footage.
Yeah.
Yeah, we need that.
That would have been incredible.
So, well, how about your Thanksgiving? You were talking a little bit about some of your participants.
I don't want to throw anybody.
Phil, you're nuts on here.
What?
You're crazy on here.
Well, I don't know.
No, you do. I mean, you can.
I'd prefer not to.
Yeah, that's one.
I'm happy to throw myself under the bus for anything.
No. That's one.
Wow.
That should be off limits.
Hopefully we get some of that, though. I'd love some political fighting at Thanksgiving.
Well, we got the participants.
I'm down to do it. I love it.
Yep.
We'll get you going, and then
we get both sides.
We do have a nice mix.
Yep.
I like though, but everyone drinks, so everyone really gets out of pocket at night.
Okay.
I had a nice battle with my uncle and my aunt 1 year. It was wonderful.
But it feels like everybody would be very communicative. Like it wouldn't be passive aggressive; it would just be aggressive.
Well, it's just it's pretty aggressive.
What happened is, this is Jones.
Okay. But again, they're going to hear this.
Well, they can hear it. But so she and Shane are going after each other on the political stuff, And all of a sudden, this is after like 3 or 4 hours of drinking, and this is 3 or 4 hours after the Thanksgiving meal. And Shane is arguing with her, talking, and all of a sudden he starts talking like Trump. And she's like a dog. Like she turns her head, like she's trying to understand. Like, is this really Trump talking? Like she's all screwed up.
Yeah.
It was hilarious. It was hilarious.
Yeah, it was fun to argue with her as Trump while she was hammered on wine.
Yeah.
Like she was like, oh. Shut up. I'm going to get a little quiet piggy at Thanksgiving. At the table. At the table. Shit. Quiet piggy. That'll be chaos.
You should gamify it. You should just have like little cards around the house.
Yeah.
Hot button issues.
Yeah. I'll find it myself. And go, oh, yeah. Ukraine. You
the
love
bottom
that.
Bottom of every glass is just.
Anyway, yeah, Phil, how do you handle it? Because now you're a big man.
No.
Oh, yeah, you are. You're tossing out tickets left and right to all my shows.
Yeah, well, I can't get rid of them.
Can't get rid of them. That's crazy to do that and then be like, they're not selling. Today, you gave out 6 tickets to this.
I'm going to tonight.
I can't give tickets to my friends.
Your friends are already, they already know you're, they know what you're like and seen you and hang out with you. These are some other people that are nice people and they went to buy tickets.
Talking to the mic.
Yeah. So they didn't have a chance to buy tickets. I mean, I guess it sold out real quick and it's a small venue and you don't get near Mechanicsburg, Harrisburg too often anymore. So I said, I'll give Gracie a call and see what she can do.
Expanding the fan base.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's not. He's giving out tickets to guys from the local bar. That's all he does. Yeah. There's fucking 5 of these guys at every show. They're in my green room.
Yeah.
I get done with the show and I go, those are the guys from Mechanicsburg.
But no. He's got to be able to do that. That's community stuff.
If it's a huge,
if it's a big venue, I'm all for it.
Right.
Tonight's like a 150, 200 seats.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
I said, put them in the back or have them stand. That's what I said to Grace.
Yeah.
They just wanted to get in. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's all right. I appreciate what
you're saying. Do they get fired up getting into the show?
Huh?
Do they get fired up when they get into
his friends?
No.
They don't give a fuck.
They don't?
They come to the show. They go, yeah, it was good.
No, they take all my beer. Like it. They like it.
And they take all my beer. And they go, that's how I knew you were back on the booze, by the way. Did I tell you that? I think it might have been Pittsburgh or something. Some of your boys from the bar were at the show. And they were like, how's your dad doing? And I was like, he's good. He'd lost a lot of weight. That's, you know, whatever. That's in the past now. But that was quick turnaround, dude.
Yeah.
You lost.
I went up a weight class.
You lost. Yeah, you went down. You fought middleweight for a week. And then...
Yeah, I was getting beat up, so I went back up.
You went back to heavyweight. But I was like, it's good. He's healthy and he's not drinking, which is great. And they were like, we were at the bar with him last night. I was like, that motherfucker.
No, I didn't. I didn't have a drink for over 100 and some days.
Whoa.
Yeah.
After my surgery. Yeah. Right. Yeah. I didn't even want to drink it. Nothing. But things change.
It's football season.
Yeah, football season. Pretty soon it'll be NBA's coming on. And,
And then, and there's no sports on. Where the fuck are we going to watch?
Well,
that's my problem. Like, if I could take time off of it, I go, I don't even need this. And then I have it one night, and I go, why every single night now?
Yeah.
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 But anyhow.
It sucks.
It's kind of a spectrum on this couch. Yeah. That's the spectrum.
Yeah.